Welcome to the Jay Porks Podcast. Coming to you straight out of Staten Island, New York. Bringing you a weekly episode with the finest music news, server problems, and whatever else is going on in Jay's life. Thank you so much for listening. Without further ado, here's Jay.
Having casual sex in New York City just got easier. In the famous words of a wise philosopher, one must respect the artistry. And what Beyoncé was doing was art. It's not any of those. The worst thing I can hear in the dining room, you say to me, is these four words. Turn on Fox News. Now I went from fun trolling to why I'm running through the reasons in my head why I hate the world so much. I talk about weed a lot. I'm an abrasive douchebag who sometimes finds himself at odds with people in power.
Dropping plates on your ass, biatch!
Don't you dare be sour!
Thank you, fuck you, bye, boom!
Hence my self-loathing. It's called spade a spade. Kid's my age, and he's hanging out he's the type of guy to hang out at an eighth grade prom after party. You know? Trolling for snatch. Okay? And everyone just rolled their eyes, listened to this, like, what an obnoxious asshole this guy is. Yeah, I am an obnoxious asshole. I didn't grow up in Staten Island, okay? I didn't grow up in a place where people drive their parents' cars and, you know, they have their older brothers come down to fight for them and their older cousins. I'm not from there. That's not where I'm from.
If my ass occupies the space that I'm sitting in, my feet also occupy that space. I am a human being, and matter means that only one thing can occupy one space. No two things can occupy one space at the same time. I was in that space at 7:30 or 8 o'clock, whenever they let us in. I was in that space immediately when they let us in. You weren't. Therefore, I was occupying that space. Okay, can everyone just chill out? Everyone just take a chill pill? Instead of tweeting things like, Harriet Tubman should be on the EBT card? Now, I'll admit, that's fucking hilarious, but at the same time, that's fucking racist.
Hey, yo, what is the word, people? Welcome to another action-packed edition of the Jay Porks Podcast. I'm Jay Porks, with me as always on the other side of the glass, making sure this is a well-oiled podcast machine. Every week is the ever-popular Nobody. Got a few things, got some stuff, got some new music. I'm so surprised that there's new music to talk about. You know, I mean, in a day and age where you get force-fed releases from Beyoncé and Drake and God knows who else, I don't know, but I mean, Bieber, whatever it is, Lord, actually, compared to the rest of those, Lord is actually saving grace and all that, but, you know, you get all these artists releasing crappy music for the summer, padding their bank accounts, and it gets annoying. But this week, it was like a replay of 1998, because first, the Red Hot Chili Peppers released a new song announcing that they've got a new record coming out. Then, not to be outdone, Radiohead did the same thing, but they released two new singles. Two. Let's go in the order I listened, in the order they were released. The Red Hot Chili Peppers have a new song out called Dark Necessities. And because they've got a record coming out they've got a record coming out on June 17th called The Getaway. and they've been working with Danger Mouse instead of the usual, instead of Rick Rubin. That's something I didn't know. Now, I gave it a couple of days. Not a couple of days. I gave it like an entire day. I tweeted out something, and I was like, do I need to hit play on the brand new Red Hot Chili Peppers song? Or do I already know exactly what it sounds like? And that got some likes on Twitter. Even Evil Erin England. What does she do? She's... Oh, it says England, but it says Detroit. Hashtag Detroit, Motor City. GirlAtTheRockShow.com. Anyway. She tweeted at me, seriously agree. Repetition fandom is slowly killing my chili pepper appetite. And a bunch of other people hit me with the, you're correct, you don't need to play it, you know what it sounds like. But I'm going to shock all of you. I did not hate it. When I heard Dark Necessities, I did not think that it was a big pile of crap like I should have thought it was. Had a little keyboard. Keyboard. In a Red Hot Chili Peppers song. Now, did it have the same repetitive bass line that every Red Hot Chili Peppers song has? Yeah. When I heard the opening strums, did I want to say, can't stop, addicted to the shit? Yeah, of course, you always do. But you know what? Like I said, you can listen to that or you can listen to Drake. I mean, I can't sit here and hate everything. Since it was a Red Hot Chili Peppers song, it definitely included California Landmark, Flea Bassline, story about how guy gets hooked on drugs, meets girl, loses girl because drugs, does drugs under bridge. It's based around that, but there's a keyboard. There's keys. You know, over the same exact song that you always hear. But it was refreshing. I haven't heard new Red Hot Chili Peppers in a while, and it was fine. It's good to hear it. It's good to not hate it. I mean, like, see reviews on the internet, like, you guys see that the channel The Needle Drop on YouTube? Not, no beef, but I mean, how anyone could listen to a 4-minute song and post a video that's a 4-minute song review. I mean, I wish you guys can see my facial expressions when I say these things. But I mean, really, can you? How about we listen to the song? How about instead of, you're going to review it for 4 minutes? Every second of the song you're going to review? I'm not, listen, was it good? Was it not good? It's really all that matters to me. I'm not a, you know, listen, now, don't get me wrong. I like to, you know, hear lyrics and find out the meanings of songs and, you know, I think it's cool. But that's not everything about the song. Like Radiohead has their new music being critically acclaimed, not critically acclaimed, like being examined in literature journals. The album's not out yet. Let's all take a chill pill. Let's all just relax for a second. How about we enjoy it, we hum, we nod our head, and you know what? I mean, in the future, we'll look to breaking down, you know, what is what and what is where and all that stuff. Since I mentioned Radiohead, we're going to talk about it right now. Okay, so Radiohead is releasing an album Sunday, May 8th at 7 p.m., which is going to be 2 days after you've gotten a chance to listen to this. 2 days before, excuse me. 2 days before you've gotten a chance to listen to this. Now, a couple of days ago, Radiohead had a video for their song Burn the Witch. And its stop-motion animation accompanied Burn the Witch was pretty eye-catching, with visuals inspired by the 60s children's TV show Trumpton and Camberwick Green, and delightfully British 1973 horror film The Wicker Man. Sadly, however, the new video directed by Hollywood filmmaker Paul Thomas Anderson isn't quite as enjoyable. Burn the Witch's scenes of colorful pagan fun are replaced by shots of Radiohead singer Tom York walking through various shifting locations, including a laundromat, some corridors, and an abandoned car park, or parking lot. His hair is long, his beard is a bit grizzly, and appears to be sad, but also vaguely purposeful. You see what it's a music video, guys! It's a music video! I think the band, when Tom York was walking through, I think it was just walking through. I don't think he was like, I gotta be vaguely purposeful with this stare. You know what I'm saying? I think Tom York's a pretentious piece of garbage, but even I want to give the guy a little credit and think that he didn't care that much about it. Now, there was one part of this video that I was like, whoa. When they went to the laundromat, couldn't that have been the laundromat from that other music video they had? How long ago was their, what is it, like Off OK Computer or something? I'm going to check. I'm going to look it up. And just while I'm looking this up, the new Radiohead album will be called A Moon-Shaped Pool, and that is confirmed. Now, again, you're going to hear this Tuesday night, and you're going to say, Jay, we know, we heard the album. But you got to understand, it's Sunday morning, it's pre-noon, I just got back from Golden Corral, my stomach feels all sorts of ways right now. I had deep-fried bacon, followed by fondue. You have to understand that things are a bit different to me. Golden Corral is the shit, by the way. And I would definitely suggest getting high and going there. A moon-shaped pool. New Radiohead record. Okay. Now, what did I want to say? I wanted to see their list of music videos. Anyway, that's a lot of research for nothing. I don't remember what the song was, but anyway. Radiohead, one of their earlier videos, and I know it was this early because it was on Beavis and Butthead. One of their early videos, they're in a laundromat for most of the video. So I was thinking, when Tom York busts through the door, and he's, you know, because this, the video for It's Daydreaming. Is it Daydreaming? No, it's Burn the Witch, I think. Anyway. He's walking through, like I said, a laundromat, or a parking lot, this and that. If they would have came into the laundromat, and they would have been, like, in Radiohead's first video, that would have been pretty fucking cool. But it was probably Creep, and since they don't play Creep, they don't want to acknowledge that Creep exists. Anyway, so I turned on Burn the Witch the other day, and I gotta tell you, again, second time this week, I'm listening to the song, and I'm like, wow, it's music. It's okay. There's guitars. There's melodies. There's drum. I'm amazed. I'm utterly amazed that Radiohead released some rock and roll coming up on their next album. It's going to be good, and it's coming out later tonight. I'll be able to hear it tonight. Oh, I probably have to buy it because I'm on Verizon Fios and I can't illegally download things until... Nah, I gotta ask you, who the fuck would be calling me? I don't have friends. My phone hasn't rang in 5 years. Who? Unbelievable. Sorry about that. I only record this once a week. Alright. So then after listening, I listened to Burn the Witch. I was excited. Not that excited, but I was excited. I wasn't like, you know, masturbating into a cup or anything, but I was excited. Then I turned on Daydreaming, because you know what? Fuck it. Let's go 2 for 2 with Radiohead, right? They released one hot track. They gotta release another one. So I turned it on. Daydreaming. And you know what? Why describe it to you? I'll just play it for you right now. So here we go. Radiohead, Daydreaming.
Ah!
seriously, that's what the fucking song is. It's nothing. Nothing happens. It's a 6-minute song that I gave 4.5 minutes to build. So if anyone's gonna contact me and say, Jay, you're wrong. That last 90 seconds was jumping. You know what? I don't really care. Because I don't need to listen to 4 minutes of a song just so the last 90 seconds could be good. That's fucking bullshit to me. I'm sorry. So as fast as I got excited was as quick as I was no longer excited about the new Radiohead album. It'll probably be one okay track and a bunch of songs that go, what? I don't understand. I don't understand it. Does Tom York play a rape victim on every track? I don't understand. It sounds like somebody trying to escape sodomy. Listen, and I just gave you credit on the first track, so don't think that I constantly hate on people. I don't. I just sat here and said that I really enjoyed Burn the Witch. I enjoyed it so much that I turned on Daydreaming. Fucking 5 years ago, I wouldn't have even turned on a Radiohead track. I don't even need to. Their last album was King of Limbs? Really? That seems like so long ago. Anyway. So, for the first half, we're going to stick with the new music. I heard a song this morning that was great. It's new. It just came out. Well, it's not out yet. The album is not out yet. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to be a sweet enough heart. And I'm going to play you this new track without telling you what it is, without telling you who it is. And I'm going to allow you guys to pass judgment on it. All I'm going to tell you is that I think it's pretty neat. And let's take a listen.
Chips and the dips and root beer, even though dark purple rain clouds are near. When you come around, you bring the summer. I lay the basket and blanket out me, even though weathermen say they'll be sleep. When you come around, you bring the summer.
Baby, you bring the summer around. Summer, baby.
So a quick backstory here. Yes, I'll tell you what artist that was in a second. It's pretty cool, right? Okay. Now, when I was a kid, we used to go to my Aunt Esther's house for, like, Passover and Rosh Hashanah, whatever. Even Thanksgiving sometimes. We'd go there, holidays, you know, family gets together, whatever the case may be. So we'd go there for dinner. And one time, it was me, my brother, and my cousin. We were, like, the same age group. My cousin Ilana is, like, younger than us, so she didn't get one of these. But one time, we walked in, and my aunt had these cassette tapes for us. And there was three cassette tapes. There was an Elvis cassette tape that my brother got. There was a Beatles cassette tape that my cousin got. And I was stuck with the Monkees. Now, who would have thought that in 2016, I would be playing the new track from the Monkees on my podcast? Who even thought that that would be a sentence in 2016? But is the case. Here comes the sun. Or You Bring Me Summer. Is that the name of the song? You Bring Me Summer. I heard that on the radio this morning. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me right now? The Monkees. So I'm going to give you a little... I'm going to read, because that album's not due out until... Okay, so... The bass player from Fountains of Wayne is the producer. The album's called Good Times. It's the 12th studio album by the Monkees. It's produced by Adam Schlesinger, who is the bass player in Fountains of Wayne. Album was recorded to commemorate the band's 50th anniversary. It's the Monkees' first studio album since Justice in 1996, and the first since the death of founding member Davy Jones. The album features all surviving members, Mickey Dolenz, Michael Nesmith, and Peter Tork, as well as posthumous contributions from Jones. Now, I get it, you know? I mean, it's stupid. But is it stupid? Do you want me to read? Let me read you the writers of the tracks on this album, okay? Harry Nilsson, Andy Partridge, Rivers Cuomo, and Adam Schlesinger, Jeff Barry, Joey Levine, Ben Gibbard, Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart, Neil Diamond, Peter Tork, Noel Gallagher, Paul Weller, Jerry Coffin, Carole King, Michael Nesmith, Mickey Dolenz, Schlesinger. Are you joking? This is an all-star fucking lineup right here. The first track, She Makes Me Laugh, that came out. I didn't listen to it, but they were talking about the first track was penned by Rivers Cuomo. And this track that I heard this morning was penned by Andy Partridge. Andy Partridge is the guitarist, singer, song is a guitarist, singer, and songwriter, and he was the chief songwriter of the pop / new wave band XTC. He lives in Wilshire. So again, The Monkees. That album comes out May 27th, later this month. Now, let me just ask you a question. Now, let me ask me a question. Did I just talk about three new songs? Well, four new songs, but three new music from three new artists, one being the Red Hot Chili Peppers, one being Radiohead, and one being The Monkees. And did I like The Monkees the best? Can I go back in time to 7-year-old me and tell me to stop crying because eventually this is going to be cool? Can I do that? It's a weird fucking phenomenon, man. It's a weird fucking phenomenon. So yes, in 2016, I'm talking about that there was a good new song by the Monkees, and I'm actually excited to hear their new record. I'm going to go hang myself, and we will come back after this.
Hey everybody, it's Andy from the Andy Dare Show, just thanking you so much for checking out the Jay Porks podcast. If you want to find out more about Jay and what he's up to, you can follow him on Twitter, at Jay Porks, on Instagram, at Jay Porks, and on Facebook, at Jay Porks. There's a running theme here, it's Jay Porks all day for 2016. And for his official website, full of podcasts and complete show notes, check out jporks.com. If you want to check out more about Dare Network, just find us at iTunes. Search Andy Dare Show and we'll come right up. The Dare Network is now home to the JPorks podcast, The Andy Dare Show, Spin Class with Tyler and Andy, and also Jesse Unplugged. We want to thank everybody who subscribes and tells a friend. Thank you so much for listening, and now back to the JPorks podcast.
And we are back. I just wanted to really get into it there. All right. I got a couple of musical headlines to get to. I mean, in addition to the music. Look at us. We're talking about music the whole way through. It's so good to not be a waiter anymore. I don't have to talk about restaurant problems. You know what I'm saying? I mean, earlier this week, I'm looking at my jeans and I'm like, oh, I could wear those on Tuesday. I could wear those on Wednesday. Do you understand that for the last 10 years or so of my life, more than that, it's been black jeans, black shirt everywhere I went? It's always been black jeans, black shirt, black jeans, black shirt, black jeans, black shirt. I can finally wear some fucking colors, and it feels good. It feels fucking good. Speaking of my new job, told you, paraprofessional, at a Catholic school, being Hebrew, don't tell anybody. No, the music teacher's Mr. Rosenberg. I'm sure they don't care. But at the same time, let's talk about what I get paid to do. On Friday, it's field day. Field day means we go somewhere and we play sports. The highlight of my day is going to be I have the opportunity, possibly. I'm not sure if it's definite. But you know the dunk tank where kids throw a ball at a target and they try to dunk the person sitting on the ledge? Do you know that I might get to be the guy on the ledge? I get paid for that. That's what I get paid for. So fuck serving food. I get to be the guy on the ledge of the dunk tank getting wet on Friday. And I'm gonna get paid $10 an hour for it too. It's not a bad gig. It's not a bad gig. I just need to find something for the summer or I'm in some deep, deep shit. But okay. I read somewhere, and I'm only saying this once. Okay. First of all, fuck North Carolina. Fuck people that have a problem with transgender people using the bathroom that they identify with. Okay? Transgender people should be allowed to use whatever bathroom they identify with. Okay? Just gonna put that on the record. Also, perfectly, Caitlyn Jenner can do what Caitlyn Jenner wants to do with her body or whatever, that's fine. I will not dead name Caitlyn Jenner. Dead naming is to refer to somebody as their past name. Even though, I mean, if I'm talking about the 1976 Olympics, am I really going to say Caitlyn Jenner? It's an Olympic hero we're talking about here. But I saw an article that Caitlyn Jenner was going to pose nude in Sports Illustrated. It's gone far enough. It's gone far enough. That's it. There is no reason for that. I don't want to see any 60-year-old woman posing in any magazines. Think of the children. Think of the children. I mean, listen, if you want to do that in like a surgery magazine or something, hey, check out my new vagina, built from scratch. That'd be fine. Listen, we have to have these discussions. But at the same time, you can't put that shit in Sports Illustrated. What's next? Playboy? Does Playboy even have magazines anymore? I don't want to come off as hateful, but I saw that on Facebook, and my only response is that this has gone far enough. I'm sorry. There ain't no reason for all that. Okay. Also, the headlines every week are powered by AntiQuiet. AntiQuiet.com is your source for quality. Now, all over the internet is AC/DC, Axel DC. That's what's happening. They performed in Lisbon. Lisbon is where? I'm asking you. I don't know what Lispin is. Anyway. So, like, when Andy was on my podcast. Andy wasn't on my podcast. I was on Andy's podcast, but I didn't do one that week, so it felt like my podcast. When Andy was on, he mentioned that, like, he was like, I know you haven't been too keen on the reunion. He's like, but Axl in the chair, I just can't get with it. And you know what? Can't agree more. I'm watching these videos on RollingStone.com of Axl Rose with AC/DC performing some songs, and it's hard for me to even pay attention. Like, Axl didn't do bad. I know, right? It's crazy. I'm not even going to say, maybe in Axl Rose's career and his vocal range, that's where he is right now. But he's sitting in the chair, and I just can't get into it. You know, like when somebody's rocking to like a really heavy song, but they're in their car, so like they can't move anywhere besides like the 2x2 that they are, you know, and they're doing air drums or whatever. That's like what Axl Rose is doing. He's like doing karaoke in a chair. You can't get a bar stool or something? I don't think it needs to be elevated. I just think he needs to stay off his foot. I don't think the shit needs to be elevated. Let's just all calm down. But I saw them. I didn't mind. I saw them doing Back in Black, Shoot to Thrill. I'm not saying I didn't listen to it and say, wow, Axl's voice can't get there. That's not at all what I thought. I just thought, wow, this guy is in a fucking chair, and that's kind of annoying. Like, I didn't watch any of the Guns N' Roses video because I didn't really care about it. Now that I'm off now that I don't work a restaurant anymore, I should have went to see Snoop and fucking Wiz at PNC Bank Art Center. It's on a Tuesday. That pisses me off. And we got Radiohead's discography will be reissued on vinyl later this month. All 9 albums. They've only got 9 albums? I mean, I guess 9 albums is 9 albums, but... And, what else is going on here? I have no idea. Watch the stunning video for Radiohead's haunting new song, Daydreaming. Haunting? That's what you call crap? Is that what you call crap? And for Rolling Stone to have a weekend rock question, what is the best Drake song? You guys need to look up the definition of rock. So what else is happening? And happy Mother's Day to Sharon Osbourne. She kicked Ozzy out of the house. Ozzy Osbourne moved out of the house he shared with his wife of 33 years amid rumors of his affair with a celebrity hairstylist. Multiple outlets reported the couple have 3 children together. They have 3 adult children together, so let's just relax. And, to be honest, Sharon Osbourne is kind of annoying. If I was Ozzy, I would take this as a blessing. Because... she seems to be very controlling. And to hear her on The View talking about the moral standards of others, it's fucking disgusting when you consider the fact that her husband bit the head off a bat. I lost what I was talking about there for a second. That's the problem, man. That's one problem that I have. Like, I feel like I have the gift of gab where I'm able to just go for a while and talk about bullshit, but sometimes I just get lost in the middle of a sentence and I have to like, okay. So, Sharon Osbourne, it's okay if like her husband bites off the head of a bat at a record deal or like sniffs a line of ants off a popsicle stick backstage at a Motley Crue show. That stuff is okay. But if you have sexual intercourse with a celebrity hairstylist, you've made Sharon Osbourne look like a fool. You know, more of a fool than she's already made herself by expressing her opinions. stuff like that. And whenever I see Sarah Palin trending, I just get really sad. So Sarah Palin will work to defeat Paul Ryan in primary for Trump stance. Paul Ryan isn't running for president. Oh my God. There's a primary? What is going on? Anyway. What you people have to understand is that this whole election is a farce. It's all a setup. And you know what? They have to, if this doesn't change the way elections are run, like, I think it's Australia or something. I think it's Australia. I'm not 100% sure. Somebody correct me on this. One of these countries has, when they're electing a new, like, prime minister or something, a new president, you're only allowed to campaign for 1 month. Like, let's just say if the voting took place on November 4th, you could only campaign from October 4th. I like that. Because I don't need this 2 years of fucking... First of all, elections nowadays, they start the day after somebody gets elected. Because election season is okay. We got 4 years to get our guy in there. Like, look, listen. The Trump train can get all the steam it wants. But if Donald Trump actually becomes the president, and therefore that results in the Republicans losing seats in Congress, that could actually work out worse for the Republicans than if they just elected Hillary Clinton, because you don't understand. The most Republican candidate running for president in 2016 is Hillary Clinton. And she doesn't do it with hate. Okay? Yes, she's responsible for some people being killed. We know that. We're aware. But listen, as much as you and I would like Bernie Sanders to be the president, people don't understand math enough for Bernie Sanders to be elected president. People don't understand that, like, taxes pay for services and, oh, socialism, it's socialism. And he's equipped to take this all the way to the convention in July. So I really don't know. I mean, I just can't come on the podcast and talk about Donald Trump every week. Because that's what Donald Trump wants. He gets free advertising because all we do is talk about his racist xenophobia on the news. They don't cover anything else. And that's what happens on a slow week. I check the trending topics and I get upset. Oh my God, police protested outside Beyonce's hometown show in Houston? Why? Because she had the Black Panthers thing a couple of weeks ago? Let's read. Police officers have protested outside Beyonce's hometown show in Houston, Texas. The gig, which took place at NRG Stadium last night, May 7th, saw a group of officers who were also part of the coalition of police and sheriffs, cops, stand a mile away from the venue, shining a blue light towards it. As Idolator reports, the group were likely protesting some of the singer's recent performances, which have been described as anti-police. In the video for Formation, she syncs with a New Orleans police car, while at her Super Bowl 50 halftime set, she and her backing dancers dressed as Black Panthers. Some of her performances, we believe, to be anti-police. Cops member Tony Ragsdale told local TV station KHOU 11 in Houston. Members of the Houston Police Officers Union, however, decided not to join in with the protesters. Vice President Doug Griffin said, "For the initial release of the video, I think it's been blown out of proportion. I think at the end of the day, most people understand Beyonce has no problem with law enforcement." The Formation World Tour continues tomorrow with a sold-out show at the AT&T Stadium in Dallas, Texas. I wonder if they'll get 100,000 people in there like WrestleMania did. Also, speaking of concerts, just real quick, back to Axel DC. He's not sitting in the Dave Grohl throne. He's sitting in a normal chair. Is the Dave Grohl throne exclusive to Guns N' Roses Not In This Lifetime tour dates? I don't know. I want to know, but I don't know. Oh my God. Again, I'm only popular when I'm recording the podcast once a week, almost never. Okay. Looks like we're just about done here anyway. It's probably a mother. I see what I did was I spent the morning sending texts to all my mothers who I'm friends with, and I told them Happy Mother's Day. Every mother besides my mother, because every mother is better than my mother. Well, Jay, don't say that. Your mother isn't a junkie. Don't tell me what I can say. Oh, and there were people replying to my tweets because I was being sad this week. What did I tell you guys? What did I tell you about that? Don't buy in. I'm a drama queen sometimes. Don't you get it? You know what happened? What happened was is that, you know, I'm not the kind of guy who you want to represent your brand all the time. Like, as the leader. It's one thing to be like an outsider. It's one thing to be like the guy who, I could be the funny waiter, but I'm not going to be the funny restaurant owner ever. You know what I'm saying? They don't want that. Same thing in my life. Sometimes shit happens. Sometimes I get a little fucking frustrated. And then I realize, you know what? This person is older, wiser, been through more. Probably making the right decision. Are things going to change in my life? No, they're not. I'm still going to do the same thing I've been doing. Going to shows, taking videos, writing reviews, being a para, fucking hanging out with hot broads. Still gonna be doing all that. Well, I don't, you know. Girls that don't want to be called broads, I'll be doing that. Nothing changes with me. Just more complaints. Alright, before I get up and out of here, let me give you a list of websites you need to go to help keep me in business. First of all, there is ConcertConfessions.com. That's for all your live music news and reviews. For the fans, by the fans. Also, go to ChristinaRocks.com. Hang the DJ. 89xRadio.com every Sunday morning. Throwback Alternative every Sunday, 8 to 12. I will get to listen one of these weeks. This morning, I went to Golden Corral. So I couldn't listen, obviously. Also, AndyDera.com. That's for all your Dare Network podcasting needs, whether that's Spin Class with Tyler and Andy, whether that's Jesse Unplugged, whether that's the flagship show, the Andy Dare Show, Derer Show, or the smooth, sultry tones of the J-Porks podcast. You can get it all there at DareNetwork.com. HQ headquarters, that's where it's at. Two turntables, plenty of microphones. And of course, every week the headlines are powered by AntiQuiet. AntiQuiet.com is your source for quality. Until next week, folks. Wacky Weed warns Zevon. Late.
This has been the J Porks Experience. Thank you so much for listening.